Last week in Nevada, a 12-year-old boy allegedly shot and killed a math teacher. He also injured two classmates before killing himself. Police officials there say there's potential that his parents could be charged with a crime if the boy got the gun from home. Nevada is one of 27 states with child access prevention laws that restricts a child's access to guns. Washington State is not one of those places where those laws exist, but that could change. State Senator Adam Klein is the ranking Democratic member of the State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator Klein, thanks for talking to us.
Hello.
Hello. Now, back in 2012, after a high-profile incident where a three-year-old boy killed himself with a handgun that was left in a parked car in Tacoma, you introduced a bill that would restrict child access to firearms. You're going to try that again?
Yes. I introduced it in 2012, soon after that incident, and two others, one in Bremerton, in which a boy got his mother's boyfriend's gun and brought it to school. It discharged in school and almost killed a nine-year-old girl sitting at the next table. And then also in Marysville, a police officer put his service revolver under the front seat of the car and then went into a store, and his son got the gun and killed his little sister, who's sitting in the car with him. These are just several incidents among many. Even just recently in Vancouver, a child bought a series of guns, 400 rounds of ammunition, and a bunch of knives to school, was caught. There was nobody hurt. But these things seem to be on the uptick.
Now tell me, there's a reckless endangerment law on the books. That at last example, would that have been something that that child or his parents could have been cited under the reckless endangerment law, or do you need this child access prevention law to ratchet up a level?
The reckless endangerment law that currently exists could conceivably apply, but it's so loosely drafted that it's up to an individual jury as to whether they even feel that it applies at all. Regardless of whether they feel the child took the gun to school or the parent was, you know, extremely negligent allowing the child to have the gun. In other words, apart from the merits, whether the law applies is a good question. What my bill would do is simply create a different crime, a gross misdemeanor if nobody gets hurt, a felony if somebody does, that consists of allowing a child to have a gun unsupervised that is a child under the age of 14. Not the 16 or 18 that apply in other situations, but 14. So there would be no argument, no legal argument as to whether it applies at all. Obviously, the jury has to decide whether the individual parent did it. That's a jury question.
You know, there are opponents of these ideas that say parents make poor judgments all the time that put their kids in danger, and that doesn't always include guns. Are you trying to legislate against parents making bad decisions here?
Extremely bad decisions involving third persons, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not an ordinary, you know, parental decision, take your kid on a hike and there's a dangerous cliff and do you go past it or not? Well, you know, that's the typical parental situation. Involves a child, but doesn't involve anybody else. This involves any other child in that school, any parent, any police officer, anybody between the home and the school who might be caught in the meantime. And yes, I believe that parental indiscretion, when it threatens the life or safety of third people at random, yeah, I believe that's criminal. It ought to be made criminal.
Are there other examples besides gun use where something like that should happen? Exposure to drugs in a medicine cabinet, for example, or?
You know, we're not trying to legislate against every example of parental misconduct. You can't do that. But parental misconduct that involves somebody outside the family, yeah, I think we should do that. For example, drunk driving. We make that a crime because drunk driving threatens every other motorist and pedestrian on the road. Okay? You can negligently drive drunk and hurt nobody but yourself, or you can negligently drive drunk and hurt other people. We make it a crime because there's a potential for hurting other people. Same thing here.
Are you going to reintroduce the child access prevention laws in the upcoming legislative session?
Yes.
You didn't get a hearing last time. What makes you think you'll get one this time?
I don't know whether I'll get a hearing on it, but there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
True enough. Senator Klein, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Senator Adam Klein is the ranking Democratic member of the State Senate Law and Justice Committee.